Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 special podcast, Petty Hours Edition. My name Randall, with me as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and say what up to the listeners, man.
What's up?
What up?
All right, man. Now, welcome back. Now, today on Petty Hours, as I was going through to look up for YouTube Shorts ideas, this particular idea came up, and I was like, let's talk about it, because we all watch different type of anime. So when I was going through it, the group said Yu-Gi-Oh! Battle City Tournament. Y'all remember that?
Yep.
Dad, you remember that? Yeah. They said that is the best tournament arc of
for all the anime.
That's what they were saying.
For a card game.
That's they said of all anime.
For a card game, yeah.
Now I didn't agree with them. But you know, so that's what they pretty much everybody was talking about. But to be honest with you, I didn't know a lot of people liked that arc though in Yu-Gi-Oh! But
It's very good for a card game and for your first tournament. Right. I think that for a lot of people a lot of people first interaction into a tournament style.
Right.
It may be.
It's a nostalgia thing. It's very much a nostalgia thing. And like, people like, say, oh, this tournament was so hype, it was so good. I like, can't believe this happened and stuff like that. But like, you gotta put nuance into it. And like right now, it's dated at this point.
Right.
It's still a good tournament, but like, for card battle, it's top tier.
Gotcha.
I got other tournaments just on top of my mind that are like way better.
It's like the Cell tournament. Like the Cell tournament was a great tournament when we was younger.
The Cell games, yeah.
Right.
The Cell games are top tier now. At the time, it was like, oh my goodness.
You right. But before we get to that main topic, Dad, we need to talk about some college football. Because when we was last here, all hell broke loose. So Where you want to start off at? Because I got some stuff I want to talk about in college football.
We do college football now here?
I mean, I just want to talk about. It's only one team I want to talk about.
Nah, I'm just saying.
I just want to talk about it though. But
bring it up. Tell us what you want to talk about.
We got to talk about how garbage Alabama QB lineup is.
I really did think you were going to talk about Alabama. I thought it was going to be Colorado.
We ain't going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Alabama QB, because they QB this year are garbage.
Because right now they're not even, I'm trying to keep up with
you.
I don't think they're winning right now.
No, I think it's 3-3. Yeah, because they all know they just switched on the TV. It's 3-3. Bruh, they are so garbage. This is the lowest Alabama has scored in a half, I think.
Probably?
In the regular season. I think in the playoffs, they were like zero. I don't know. But we gotta talk about Alabama quarterback lineup. Nick Saban, blood pressure is high. This man switched out three quarterbacks in like two plays to the point where he had to put in a redshirt freshman in the game that we're watching right now.
I thought he only put in the freshman.
No.
And then he just put back in Jalen Monroe.
No, he put
that's
the
freshman. That's how they got the punt.
They put the freshman in.
Right.
Then put him in. Uh-huh. Then put the redshirt freshman in. Then put Jalen back in for the punt.
I mean, for the field goal?
For the field goal, I'm sorry. Yeah.
They did nothing but punt the whole game.
Bruh, because they QB are garbage. Bruh, I don't know, man. So, but Dad, tell me this, though. Because you up to date with all the sports and stuff. And I think I know why they don't have a good QB this year. Do you believe it's because the NIL?
Hold on. Wait one second.
What?
It's bugging me because you usually have the screen popping up.
Oh, you want me to get the screen?
Yeah, I don't know why it's bugging me so much.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dad. It just was really bugging me.
So
there we go. Okay. So we can at least see what we...
My fault.
So, I don't know if you guys know, when did NIL started?
Right before COVID, 2019. No, 2020.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Business was booming at Bama. Bama didn't have to pay players. Bama is good. Bama's great, you know? Then, like, players start saying, hey, I can be great in other places. And you know what, though? Like, you know who is the biggest blame for this, starting this thing?
Who?
Is the USC's head coach. I can't think of my head coach's name right now.
No, that's your quarterback.
You about to say the quarterback. I'm about to say the quarterback. Which he doing a amazing job. That man's like...
Lincoln Riley.
I don't know what he got.
Lincoln Riley, thank you. I don't know why I drew a blank. Lincoln Riley, when he took the transfer portal and like started naming NIL and stuff like that, now you see Caleb Williams in commercial. I see players at USC saying, why are you in a commercial? Like...
Right.
You hardly play. People start seeing they can actually get paid, and like where Nick Saban messed up is he complained about it at first.
Yeah, he did.
His first complaint turned off a lot of players to him. So it was like, oh, so you don't care? You don't really care about my financial situation. You just want me to be a dog for you, and that's it. You know. So that turned him off. So that turned him off from a lot of good players. The Alabama name still has a lot of prestige to it. Don't get me wrong, but the top echelon of players, like especially at quarterback, are not so eager to go there when they can go somewhere else to actually get paid.
Right.
So yeah, that's my opinion on what happened. And this is the year where like everybody's graduated. There's nobody that can come in right now, and this is the team they have. So, and they don't have a quarterback right now.
They don't.
They really don't. So, it is what it is. They are. This is gonna be the year where we actually find out if Nick Saban is actually good or not.
Okay.
Let me take it back.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
Good or not, but we're going to see like how great his coaching is.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
Because I was like, he's a Hall of Fame coach.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
For sure.
Like I want to see him with a terrible team, because if you remember, he went to the Dolphins, and he was not that great of a coach.
Yep. And then,
for some reason. It's low-key been proven at this point after the Urban Meyer fiasco. College coach, if you're a good college coach, you're just going to be trash in the NFL. And I think it's because of how you talking to young men versus grown men.
They already got money.
Right. It's not that you're trying to get them to a point. They at the point where they want to be. The only point they want now, either they want more money or they want a championship.
Right.
And if you're not getting one of those two things in the NFL coach, then they ain't going to respect you. And I think that's what happens with them.
We really don't want to talk about Urban Meyer's pro career. We don't want to talk about that.
I know, but I'm like, look, everybody was like, if anybody could do it. I remember when they was going after him. They was like, if any college coach could be a great NFL coach, it would be Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. But we knew how Nick Saban turned out, so the only person left was Urban Meyer. And Urban Meyer was way worse than Nick Saban. Urban Meyer didn't even last the whole season. He got out, at the eighth game or something like that?
No, he won one season, but, like, I think it wasn't, like, he didn't start the second season or something like that. I don't remember.
Who, Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
No, they fired him. Like this.
First season, wasn't it?
Yeah, they fired him the first season after the eighth or seventh game.
No, he paid longer than that.
Hold on, let me see. Because after the fight with the punter that he lost with.
He had a fight with a punter?
Oh, you don't remember the fight with the punter?
Oh, that was him. Oh, yeah. That's what you're talking about. Oh.
Let me see. How about.
I always call Urban Meyer a red box rental as a coach.
Right.
Because he's only going to be there for a little bit, then you got to turn him back in.
Right.
So.
He coached only 13 games.
13 games. Okay. It was more than eight. Yeah. Like, it
is like at the end of the season. Out of how many games in the NFL, though? 16?
16,
eight? Yeah. Yeah.
So he didn't coach the last three.
And then they were like, you know what?
He got caught doing a lot of stuff. Yes. Yeah, that's 100% his own fault. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, ain't nobody's fault but his.
Right. But I just want to throw that before we do that sports talk on the next podcast on Discord. I just want to throw that out there. Alabama really do not have a QB. All three of them are garbage. What you about to say?
Two of them are freshmen. So let's cut the freshmen a break. Jalen Miro should be way better than he is, but he's not. He reminds me
when college football first started, Dad, when I finish, you can say what you say. When we came in here and college football season started and he was playing, I told you through text, I was like, bro, he cannot throw a football in Alabama. He sucked. You were like, just give it time. You know, it's the first game. And then
it was the first game. Then,
and look what happened. That man, well, I won't say he choked, but he's good at running the ball.
Now it's the third game.
He just can't throw the ball. He can throw the ball, but he just not accurate as how Jalen Hurts, Tua, Bryce Young, all of them was. He just not accurate. He can throw it, but he just can't throw it in traffic. Like if he throwing it, he just don't know how to aim it right. That's all I'm saying. And then like you said, okay, we get them a break since they freshmen. But
dude, I'm about to say a redshirt freshman is not supposed to play. Period.
And you know that they are in dire need when he put him out there.
I didn't even know he put out.
He put out a redshirt freshman, and then when that's when they punt the ball, field goal, whatever. I don't know. Is he came out, got sacked, he got right back to the bench, and Nick Saban was like, "Yeah, bro, just come back." But Dad, what you about to say before we get to the topic?
Well, I'm saying this, like, the score is 3-3 after the half. They had a storm delay, but it's still 3-3 at halftime.
Right.
Nick Saban to University of South Florida, not the Florida Gators,
Seminoles, right?
Not the University of Miami,
right?
University of Southern Florida,
right?
And
then to add that to you, Dad, I'm mean to cut you off. Add that to what you saying. Whoever the people that do the data for the for the points, because you know on ESPN it's like, hey, Alabama's supposed to win by 21 points, yada yada. When they went to what's the thing? When they had the weather delay, when they was talking, they were like, Alabama shit had at least 21 to 28 points right now.
Probably.
And when they left, they had zero. But like I said, man, it's a good time to be an Auburn fan because, bro, we can legit beat them.
Yeah, you can.
We can legit beat them.
We have our own quarterback problems.
I know that, but not to that extent, though. At least we can throw the ball and... But we'll see. We'll see during the middle of the season. That's when.
Talk to me after next week.
Yeah, that's when everything come out. It's the middle of the season. We do good in the beginning, and in the middle, that's when all hell break loose. And then somewhere in the end, we get good, and then we play Alabama, and all hell break loose again. So we'll see in the middle. But Dad, what you about to say?
I had nothing else to add to it.
Okay, but go ahead.
I'm gonna say that y'all can beat them this year. It's a stomp on Alabama. This will be the year.
Yeah, we'll see though. But I just want to throw that out there before Daddy his sports talks tomorrow. But now let's get into it. I don't know if I said it in the beginning, but I think I did. When I was going through Facebook getting topics for our YouTube shorts, the group that I'm in that posts discussions about animes and stuff like that, they were talking about which arc had the best tournament arc, and a lot of people. Surprised me. A lot of people brought up Yu-Gi-Oh! Now, when I brought this discussion to y'all, And I said, Blade Blade, why the hell y'all acting like...
Well, you did tell us they said Yu-Gi-Oh. You just said Blade Blade is the best tournament art.
So y'all don't feel that way?
No.
What's wrong
Nobody
with
does. Bro, Nobody, nothing wrong with Blade Blade. It's just not a great
so, no. So, okay, before I get to mine, Dad said Tournament of Power. And Tournament of Power got its own issues that we need to discuss about. Because I don't think that... It would have been the best, but they added way too much stuff to it. But Dad, go ahead and explain, tell the people why you think it's the best one. And then we talk about it.
I didn't say it was the best one. We didn't Beyblade. I said Turbo Power.
Why y'all on Beyblade?
You said Beyblade. What do you mean?
Beyblade, I'm just saying. Beyblade is not a bad tournament.
We didn't say it was bad. We just said, you said, and I quote, Beyblade had the best tournament of any anime. That is what you said last
week. I did.
And that's not the truth. That is fundamentally wrong.
Not even top five?
No.
Okay.
Maybe top 20. I might give you 20.
You may give me 20.
I might give you 20.
I got you. But Dad, go ahead with yours, Dad.
So here's the thing. Their Beyblade tournament it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. It's not bad.
Right.
I just don't believe it's the top tier tournament.
I got you.
Like, to me, like, I just don't believe it. There's off the top of my head, there is the Grand Winter tournament was better than the Beyblade one.
Okay.
For those who don't know, that's from Fairy Tail. Tournament of Power is definitely better than that one.
Right.
And like, I want to go back. What's your issue with the Tournament of Power?
All right. We probably finna get in a whole argument with this one, though. To me, the Tournament of Power is similar to the Chimera Ant arc in Hunter x Hunter. And what I mean by that is they dragged it on way too long. It shouldn't have been that long of a tournament to me. They added way too, like, bro, some stuff in the turn, and some, I don't know what I'm about to say. And some parts of that arc in Tournament of Power, we really didn't need. Like, y'all could at least took off maybe. Cause how long was that? Was it like 40, 50 episodes or something like that?
For what?
Tournament of Power. I say 50, probably more than that. But still, it didn't need to be that long. Like, they were dragging it for way too long. For example, Jiren was literally chilling for like a good 15 to 10 episodes. And
let me cut you off real quick. That's Dragon Ball, Randall.
I mean, I know, but still.
what you're talking about? That's the whole idea of Dragon
Ball. But he just said
a power up takes 10 episodes.
Bro, no, it take a year. Cause we know how long Cell Saga, for example. that right there was we don't want to get started with that. But I'm just saying that is what my issue was with that. Like, it's not bad. It was amazing. They just didn't have to drag it as long. But also, too, how Ultra Instinct just came out of nowhere. Like, bro literally got hold of a god-level power-up without training in, like, 40 hours. Like, how the hell you get that without training? But he did train, though. But to me, they should have foreshadowed it to the built-up. Like,
they did.
They did?
They did.
Like, it's been a minute, so they probably did.
Whis was trying to get Goku to go to Ultra Instinct from the beginning. He's been telling him from the jump that you need to be able to move without thinking. You're thinking too much. And that's what Ultra Instinct is letting your body take control of your movement.
Right.
And when you're somebody who's like, your body is built for combat, like the Saiyans are, Ultra Instinct is like, powerful than a lot of other people can do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what it is that Whis has been trying to get him to go Ultra Instinct. He just needed like so when he got it the first time, it was a power surge from the spirit bomb. They gave it to him.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. Between him and Jiren, right?
Yeah. between him and Duke. So like that's what gave it to him the first time. The second time is a fight with Khalifa, I believe, and that's what they call themselves together.
Yeah.
And let's be fair, that was two against one. Somebody should have came and helped him.
Wasn't Vegeta supposed to help him, but Goku like, nah, I got this? Wasn't he supposed to help him?
I don't know, but like, sometimes you gotta tell Goku, you gotta save Goku from
like yourself. I said, it's been a long time, so I forgot that. Yeah, it's been a long time.
But like, Goku had a head on that one. And like, what he gave him one of the best Kamehamehas, like, that was the best one
right.
He's ever given.
Right.
So, and the third time, it just needed to happen. You know,
it just needed to happen.
It went straight to the point. It just needed to happen.
They were down and out. They were about to lose the tournament of power. And Goku had to transform.
Right.
So, yeah. So.
But, like I said, I don't have no issue with tournament of power. I think that was the best arc in all of Super. It's just that they could have at least knocked off at least 10 episodes. At least 10.
But that's a fundamental thing of
Dragon Ball. I mean, we know this, but that's...
In fairness, it's not like it was like filler episodes either.
Yeah,
like,
You got a point.
They were like, there's literally action in every episode. There were points where they was like, oh, we're just going back to Earth to talk about what's going on there while they're at the tournament of power. No, like, everybody, they were trying to give a shine to everybody at that point. So, like, and that's tough when you have, like, they put themselves in a hole by adding too many universes
last stream.
To it. I thought that was you.
No, that's the last stream. My fault, Dad. LJ freaking out over here. Nah, it's the last stream. Hold on, let me cut y'all. The reason why I'm watching the live stream is because my app is not working. So I have to live stream the game now. I have to live stream this one. I mean, I can watch it, but the app ain't—it's just crazy right now.
No, you're good, man. I was.
You should have seen LJ face.
I thought he had a ghost.
You thought
in his
I was
house.
Doing some magic stuff.
I
over
did.
There.
I was like, what's going on?
I knew you were about to say something because right. You stopped listening to Dad. You pinned over here. I was like, he about to say something. but yeah, that's my own issue with Dad. It's just to me. They could have at least knocked off maybe about 10 episodes. But like LJ said, it is Dragon Ball, so that's what they do. But
yeah, so like, you know, and like, in fairness to Super, they don't take as long to power up anymore. So
yeah, they don't. More, yeah.
Huh?
No, I was agreeing with you. I was agreeing.
Yeah, that was a Dragon Ball Z, GT, and... Dragon Ball reference, like they'll take like a bunch of episodes to power up. It's Super, like it's literally in the episode, and then they go for it from there, you know.
Right.
So
that's your what was it? That's your favorite tournament arc, or that was just one of them? Or you just can't remember off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I can't. But like, Tournament Power for me is up there. So actually, like Tournament Power, like, because I was watching anime at the time, but like, it took me a while to like actually sit down and wait for a Japanese. Like, usually I wait for dub anime to come out. I wait for, because I like dubs. I can be able to watch anime and multitask.
Right.
You know, so this anime took me to a point to where like I was waiting for it to like to drop, and I was watching the sub. Like I was that excited for it. So
yeah, I'm with you. I ain't wait for the dub. I watched that whole arc and sub because I just can't wait.
Right. So
now I feel say, what about My Hero? You ain't gonna mention
this? This was before. Like I didn't get into My Hero until season two.
Damn. Okay.
To like mid to late season two.
Also, My Hero Tournament is not.
That was like the first.
It's not bad. Oh. It's not great either. It's a subpar tournament.
I can see that. Yeah.
That tournament did a few cool things. But it's not as far as talking tournaments. We're not gonna put it up there.
Right.
We're not gonna put it up there. It did a few cool things. Like, it showed the power. It, like, it showed, like, Midoriya's, like, compassion level. Bakugo showed how powerful he was at the time. And also, I can't remember the dude, the half-hot, half-cold guy. In Awakening, he woke his powers thanks to Deku doing it for him. A Todoroki.
Right, literally, that was the only thing about that tournament that was important. Was
it was actually about him, to be honest with you, that whole tournament.
Yes, it was.
But, like, it showed, like, how powerful actually Todoroki is.
Right.
And, like, showed, like, he's an actual person and not just, like, a robotic guy. Just, hey, I'm just here to, like, just get through the schooling so I can become a hero. You know? So, that was more of his character arc than anything.
Yeah, it was. It was still good, though, to me.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
No,
everyone put it up there with the greats.
Right.
So I said about Beyblade. Like, it's not bad. I just want to put it up there with the greatest of all time. Why would I do that?
I knew y'all were going to say that.
I mean, again, this is what you said. It's not what.
But as an anime, though, they did it justice, though. How they kind of line it up. Cause that's pretty much all Beyblade is. Beyblade is literally just about tournament.
Yeah, it's true.
Cause the first art tournament, second art international tournament, third art world tournament, the fourth one, a mysterious alien villain come out the world, and everybody from the previous tournaments meet up together and beat them. Boom, and that's it. That's literally Beyblade. But I just threw that out there to make y'all to get on your nerves. Now, LJ, I know what yours is
because I said it last time.
What you said?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh yeah. Now why you say that? Why you say Yu-Gi-Oh? Yu-Gi-Oh. Which one? The dark tournament or the dark tournament? Okay.
The Demon World tournament we don't talk about.
Why?
You don't know? There's too much left on the table in the Demon World tournament.
They didn't do what they should have done. I'm still hoping for this.
I don't think they're gonna do
it. Yu-Gi-Oh Hakusho comes back, then they remake it, whatever.
You think they're gonna come back?
Supposedly it was in the works, okay. But who knows? But if it does come back, I hope they, when they get through the Demon World tournament,
right,
they make it longer. That's one of the few, like, for most tournament arcs, a lot of people would say, hey, I wish it was shorter, or I wish they would, or some of these fights could have been condensed or something like that.
Right.
Like, the episode length were fine, but some of these fights should have been, like, one shots or... It shouldn't have too much. It wasn't too much. It wasn't that important.
Right.
So those fight didn't have to happen. That's not true for the Demon World tournament.
I got you.
The Demon World tournament, there was a lot of important fights that we just did not see.
Okay.
And those, so like, Yusuke fight. Mm-hmm. You almost didn't even see the end of Yusuke's fight where he got put out.
Right.
You didn't see the final fight of the guy who won.
Yeah,
you just
did.
Know.
Yeah.
He won.
Yeah, they fight and then boom out of nowhere. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
the other two people that were the main big people for the Demon World, because there's three. It was the Masuka, who was Yu Yu Hakusho. I mean Yusuke.
Right.
Then you had the two other two persons. One that was kind of not working with, but hey, he was controlling Hiei to a certain extent until right. Hiei got out, and then the other dude. I can't think. That used to be a bandit, I think, under Kuruma.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't. You barely. You saw them fight like once, maybe.
Right.
And then you didn't even see how. I can't remember which one was it. Was it the blind dude? You didn't see how the blind dude got defeated.
Right.
And you only saw half of the fight between Hiei and the lady demon. That's it. That's all you saw. You didn't see what happened. You didn't see how Kuruma got out. You didn't see... There was so much stuff missing and, like Dad said, left on the table. That's why it's not a good tournament. Because it didn't fulfill what it was supposed to do. Now, yes, there was rumor of time constraints. Yes, the creator wanted to move on to his next project, which I think was... Next was... Chimera Ant. Hunter X Hunter.
Right.
So, it was... That type of stuff. So, understandable. But if it comes back, I need them to line it back out. Hey, this is what was supposed to happen. This is what we're missing. This is how we're supposed to get back on track. That would be my wish.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving that one aside, the Dark World tournament is fundamentally what you want out of your tournament arc.
Okay.
It is the epitome of a tournament arc. It's the greatest tournament arc. You get, you have different storylines going around.
So that's number one to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe, it's number one for me, but in my honest opinion, mm-hmm. the Dark World Tournament should be the number one arc in all the anime.
Why you say that?
It should be number five in everybody's list, okay. at least.
Okay.
The reason for that is because it, like I said, it's fundamentally what you want in a tournament arc. It has all the storylines in it. It has your power-ups. It has one of the main members dying to a certain extent. You start feeling bad, low-key, for the villains.
You felt bad?
For Togoro? Yeah.
Oh.
Especially at the end when he got sent to Limbo. And you understand why he did everything at that point.
Right, right.
I didn't feel bad for him.
He didn't feel bad. I mean, was Takoro now the older brother? Yeah, fuck the older brother. Nobody cares about the older brother.
Well, damn. Okay.
No, I didn't feel bad for him because like he did all that for like for the lady kid of her name, and then like
Genkai.
Yeah, Genkai. Then for Genkai, like it was too much. Like,
right.
You're doing way too much, my guy. Like, you already knew you was this powerful. And then you unalive Genkai, you know. So
he did.
I felt zero sympathy.
I didn't say you had to like completely turn to his side. I just said you felt a little bad at the end.
No, I felt zero. Like if I could feel negative, I would. I was like, good. Be there. Talk about it. First, he gave because the worst hope you can have in the world is false hope. That's the worst hope you can give.
That is true.
He gave Yusuke false hope that he could beat him by letting him win a fight. As a man, I've never let nobody win a fight. And let that person know that I let him win the fight. But
technically, he wasn't a man no more. He was a demon.
So we're doing the tournament.
Okay. This is prior to the tournament. This is why Yusuke had to join the tournament. Because Toguro let him win that fight. So he had to be in the tournament.
Right.
So I was already out on Toguro at that point. Like, I was like, no. And then they tried to make it feel like for the owner, the sponsor or whatever. He was hooking up with, what's his name, sister and all that stuff. Like, I don't care about all this. Hey, you talking about tournaments lasting too long. That one was a drawn-out tournament. That was through like a season and a half.
Because you had to get through all the storylines. What do you mean?
LJ, he's going to defend
At least
that.
There was no filler fight, so every fight in there was important to some extent.
I'm not saying it was a filler fight. No, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, you can't complain about the tournament of power if you're saying that that tournament is the best tournament of all time. You can't say that tournament of power lasts too long.
I didn't say that. That was random. Don't say that. Because I know.
I'm throwing it out there.
I watched One Piece. And One Piece episode is half of a manga chapter. So I understand. I get it. I'm just saying.
But like the tournament is high there. Definitely top five of all time. Like if it's not anybody's top five, you can't take them seriously as an anime person.
Right.
Or like at least shown an anime watcher.
You get like if you younger than us, you don't have to have Yusuke or you don't have to have Yu Yu Hakusho in your top animes. But if you younger than us.
But I'm about to say though, younger than us, what anime out there that got a good tournament art now though? Besides the only
I think
one
most people will go with Tournament of Power.
And that's it.
Maybe Fairy Tail. I haven't watched completely the Fairy
Tail. I haven't watched Fairy Tail.
The Grand Wizard Tournament is it's top tier anime tournament.
I heard about that one in Fairy Tail. I ain't got to it, but I heard about that one.
The Urza Scarlet 1 versus 100 part by itself is like one of the greatest like moments of badassery in like anime.
Right.
And we already knew going in that Erza was that dude, so to say. You know what I'm saying? Even though she's a female, you know, Erza was that person. So like the fact that
I got touched him.
Huh?
That Randall couldn't see. He was looking at the game.
Yeah, I was looking at the game.
But yeah, so like the fact that like she went in and took out all 100 and stuff like that, and like the beauty of it and stuff like that, it was crazy. So yeah.
Now let me ask y'all this. I'm surprised I didn't bring this up. What about the Black Clover tournament?
Black Clover.
Yeah, I ain't gonna mention that. Cause that one, that tournament there, when I forgot his brother got taken over by the dark wizard people.
Yeah.
And how awesome all of them came up and literally chopped his head off.
Yeah.
Surprised y'all ain't mention that.
The reason I don't mention that one is because it's the same reason why I don't think people mention the what's that tournament called?
What's that anime?
It's Dragon Ball. It's the tournament right before. It was a tournament happening and it got paused.
The World Tournament?
Was it the World Tournament because they had to go fight Cell right after? Or
no, Cell? No. The World Tournament was after Cell.
That was the Buu Saga.
The Buu Saga.
Yeah.
That's the.
Yeah.
And so you don't think about that tournament. That to me, that's what that tournament is. You don't. That,
no, because it never finished.
Yeah, it wasn't a finished tournament.
Oh yeah, they didn't finish.
No, it was. Oh, he was about to kill his brother. They stopped him, and then they realized, oh, everybody getting to turn evil, become these dark elves.
Right.
And then we had to go fight the dark elves.
Yeah.
That's why I don't consider it. I don't. Yes, it was. It's a tournament arc, but it's not a tournament arc.
But if they did finish it, would have been good.
It probably.
To me, a tournament arc has to have a winner in the end. Be right. Considered like that. That's the caveat I need. There
okay.
Has to be a
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Because I don't. That's not even called a tournament arc. That's the beginning of the Dark Elf arc.
Okay. I got you.
So it's not even called a tournament arc in the anime. If I'm remembering correctly. Yes.
Right. They just say, hey, we're gonna have a tournament, but like, right. Yeah. Okay. I got you. Now,
if you want to know what the top five anime arcs or tournament arcs would be,
yeah, go ahead.
Mine would be Yu Yu Hakusho.
Right. He can't even think of it.
No, I'm debating something. I'm debating on how troll I want to be.
If it's like you said that or the you finna troll.
Yeah.
Okay. Might as well go ahead and do it. Now, is it going to be worse than what I said about Blade?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
I was about to say, you finna troll that hard. I was about to say, damn.
I ain't going to do that.
Okay.
It'll be Yu Yu Hakusho.
Right.
Number one by far.
Right.
Then I'll probably go to Cell Games.
Okay.
I'm not putting Tournament of Power on there just because I did not watch the Tournament of Power.
I won't.
I'll put that on. It probably is a really good tournament, but I just do not know because I just did not watch it.
Right.
The next one I think I will put on there is the football tournament in Ice Shield 21.
Mm.
The final one where they had to face all those teams.
Okay.
And to win the championships.
Right.
Oh, we're having sports tournaments in this thing.
Right.
Yeah, right. I feel say anything.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Then I would go Prince of Tennis. And then the Kari no Go. Those are my top five.
You went deep.
I did.
Damn. I was not expecting that from you.
No, wait, I take that back. I take out the Prince of Tennis one and put in the Shaman King tournament. I do like the Shaman King tournament.
Damn, man.
The whole anime is just a tournament.
Damn, you took it out. God damn.
Oh, damn. I'm thinking of another one. Here we go. Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
Prince of Tennis. No, right. Not Prince of Tennis, but it's Yu Yu Hakusho, the Cell tournament.
Right.
Hikari no Go. Okay. Actually, the Go one is pretty good.
Right.
Then you go Ice Shield. Then you go Prince of Tennis.
Right.
Do you remember Mighty Muscle?
How do you remember that?
It just came
Bro, you just unlocked a childhood memory that yes, I remember that. We were watching that. How the hell you remember that? Matter of fact, how did that even pop in your head?
I don't know.
Bro, you know how long ago that was?
It's been a minute. But Mighty Muscle, you have to admit, the Mighty Muscle.
God damn, bro. Wait a minute.
Was really, really good.
Bro, it just kicked in my head how we used to watch the anime. Bro, I forgot the anime even exists.
That was a great anime.
Damn.
Then Jack's Bell.
Oh, we going damn.
Yeah.
How the hell you remember that?
I like Jacksonville. I really do.
Man, really I good. Forgot they even had a tournament.
The whole show was the tournament.
Bro, I forgot the damn anime until you just brought it up.
I did.
Mm. And the crazy thing is, I got my magic book in my room somewhere. that's the craziest part about it.
There's three more I can think of. I feel like I should put Corey, the basketball anime on there just as respect.
If you want to.
Yeah.
I have to put the basketball one on just for respect. I haven't finished that one. I probably won't ever finish it, but I've seen some of it. It's really good. So I'm putting that one on there for respect.
How about hockey, the volleyball one?
I have not watched hockey.
Damn, you haven't watched it?
No.
It was an amazing tournament. Amazing tournament.
So I'm not going. I'm putting that in the power of tournament one. Or
now, hold on. Then you could go after LJ. Because I don't want to say mine, because mine just basic. Food Wars.
You right, it's a tournament.
You ain't messing with Food Wars.
I'm not messing with Food Wars.
What? That's a yo. Bro, y'all don't like Food Wars tournaments?
Now, we all know the reason why people watch Food Wars.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
We're not. Because you want to say Food Wars. I got one that definitely going to blow your socks off.
No, say it. We might well, because you took it down memory lane. I might well say it. But hold on, so you ain't fucking with Food Wars tournament?
No, I'm not.
Damn, okay. But go ahead, so that I can say yes.
Well, I got two more, right?
I'm just happy you want to say.
I'm going to put, for respect, I'm going to put Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds on there.
5Ds, not the OG?
Not the OG.
Wait, hold time. Whoa, time. Well, 5Ds was amazing.
Right. I think you forgetting some stuff in 5Ds.
No. That's why I had stopped. Right. I remember 5Ds because we were talking about it way
back. Because if I was going to put anyone on there, and the reason I didn't go, let me defend myself with this one. The reason I didn't go the OG is because I feel like I would have got hit with nostalgia reasons.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I can't agree to this, though. 5D's tournament had way more story and lore than the original.
Right.
So that's why I stopped.
And the bites were just cool.
Yeah.
The bites were cool.
Yeah.
Now, does that make sense in the game?
Hell no.
But in the show, it was amazing. And then finally, the last one is a robot. A super robot. Where was it called? It was called like Magus XLR or Oban Racer would be my last spot. I'm not sure if y'all remember Oban Racer.
So we finna throw back. You ain't gonna mention Speed Racer tournament?
No, I'm not missing.
Where he died?
I'm not missing.
Why you don't like the Speed Racer tournament? And I'm sorry, man. You can go after this though. Cause we gotta mention, if you're gonna mention racing tournaments, bro, Speed Racing Tournament had two. He had the one where he died, which I don't see why you won't put that in there. And then he had the other one where his dad came out the cut and almost killed them in the tournament. How the hell you ain't mention that?
No, I didn't.
God damn it. All right.
Go ahead, Dad.
And then you use sports too, Dad. So go for what you know.
I went for everything.
You damn sure did. And I'm surprised you didn't mention Speed Racer out of all the time we watched that damn movie.
No,
goddamn it.
That's a movie.
No, we watched the movie. I'm saying the anime though. But my fault, Dad. Go ahead.
So, I didn't even know we're doing sports. That just unlocked even more. So for me, just off the top of my head, I'm gonna go Tournament of Power.
Right.
The Dark Tournament, Yu Yu Hakusho. let's see, number Kuroko basketball, the second tournament they had.
Right.
That one was lit. Hold on. Keep getting notifications on my phone. Let's see. I'm putting the Grand Wizard Tournament there.
Okay.
And I guess Cell Games. Because I can't right now I can't think of anything, but like I think Cell Games could be jumped though. Like if I put my mind to it for a little longer, Cell Games could definitely be jumped. But
right.
But that's my five right there.
I gotcha. You unlocked so many damn members, LJ.
I'm putting you down. So for a reference, I'm putting this as a reference. Okay. I just looked up a tournament arc list.
Right.
And this is theirs. They did 17. 17, you have the Duelist Kingdom, so the original
Yu-Gi-Oh. Right.
You have UA Sports System. So I'm already kind of like, that's not really, but okay. Then you have the universe, the tournament of power,
right
at 15. You have the Grand Magic Games at 14. That's Fairy Tail. You have Battle City, the second tournament in Yu-Gi-Oh. They actually put the World Knight Selection exam on here.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Me and Dad got complaints about that one, but okay. Then you got Haiku.
Love it.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
They had a tournament?
The Kyoto Sisters School Goodwill event.
Well, do you really consider that a tournament?
No. Oh. But this would be for... this is what people today would say.
Would say the tournament.
Not us. Right. Older.
Yeah, our tournament's different from there.
Then they have the tournament power. So it was the Universe 6 tournament.
Yeah, with him versus Hit. Yeah.
This one is tournament of power. It's number 9.
Right.
Number 8 is the... It is a tournament, but... Okay. The One Piece tournament that happened during Dressrosa. It's part of the story.
You don't think that's a tournament?
Yes, it... When I'm thinking of tournament arcs, okay. I don't think of just
one off tournament. Right.
Like just randomly.
Have a tournament and boom, it's done.
Right. That, this was literally just a battle royale.
Gotcha.
Where everybody was fighting for the flame food.
Gotcha.
You have Heaven's Arena for Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, I damn sure forgot they had a tournament.
I'm okay with this one. I'll let this one go. Number 6 is the survival game.
Do you think that's a real tournament?
No, but
they literally try to survive.
I better go though. Then you have the Holy Grail War in the Fate series, which I'm not gonna let that one be a tournament.
But I haven't watched Fate in so damn long.
Then you have the 23rd World Martial Arts Tournament as number 4.
Yeah.
The Chunin Exams. That's
that can be a tournament.
That can be a tournament.
That can be a tournament. Damn, OG Naruto.
Cell Games. And number 1, as it should be, the Dark Turtle. Like, no matter what age you are, you're gonna learn that that Yu Yu Hakusho is the number 1 tournament out there. The Dark Turtle is the number 1 tournament.
Let's just be fair. Yu Yu Hakusho in general is just an amazing anime.
It is. 100%.
Because
from
soon as the theme music starts, it just gets you in the right mood. No matter what.
So,
it just gets you in the right mood.
It just proves my point that Yu Yu Hakusho is the greatest. But some of those I don't agree with. And there are a lot better ones when you start including the sports. When you have Aishio 21, Prince of Tennis, Hikari no Go. That's the one that surprised me that I remember is Hikari no Go. Because
I'm still blown that you ain't put no damn speed racing in there.
You have a problem.
Speed... I'm just saying, Speed Racer was good.
All right, well, you it's your turn, or you about to end it?
I'm about to end it because you know mine basic. Mine basic, but but since you brought some stuff up, Speed Racer tournament where he died in that crazy map circuit, whatever you want to call it, that's up there. The other one too, where Speed Racer was, he figured that I think it was Black. Whoever, the mysterious eraser who about to kill him was his dad.
You mean his brother?
That was his brother, right? Yeah, his brother.
Driver X.
Yeah, Driver X. Thank you. Yeah, him. That tournament there, that's up there. The hockey tournament, volleyball tournament, Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know why. I like the Blade one, the metal fusion one. The only hold on. Let me explain. The only reason why I like the Blade metal fusion tournament one is because somebody actually died, bruh, literally died, and I was like, bruh, that's crazy that Blade literally had somebody die in the tournament. That's the only reason why I like that tournament is because Blade literally had the Bitbees blast dude and he literally evaporated on screen. That's the only reason why I liked it. It's because they literally killed somebody on screen. And as a kid, I was like, God damn, Blade. That's the only reason why. But that one, I can't believe you didn't mention this. The OG Pokemon one where Ash literally cried.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't bring that one. I'll let you go.
I'm surprised you didn't bring
that
one.
There's one that you done forgotten about.
Tell me.
And you gonna lose your.
No, go ahead and tell me. Because you obviously know my memory, so.
You gonna lose it without telling you this. Battle Beatamon.
You remember that? Damn. But they did have some good ass tournaments. They did have some good ass tournaments. They need to bring that goddamn man back, bro. Damn, how the hell you remember that? We got the action figures. Damn, bro. I might actually go rewatch that shit, bro. Because I was thinking, like, damn, what the fuck me and LJ used to play when we used to shoot the marbles and stuff. And, yeah. Man, you brought back some memories with that one. God damn. But, well, we can throw that in there now. But yeah, my just basic because you know me. Back in the day, the only anime I watched until I say trade school, which is Pokemon and Blade. And once I got to trade school and figure out how technology worked, that's when my anime category kind of spread. But by the time that happened, hell, all the good tournaments disappeared. But yeah. Damn, man, you brought back good memories of Battle Beatamon, man. You brought back some good memories. That, you know what that is? I bet you probably don't.
No, I don't.
I know you don't. Man, that anime, though, man, I hate that they let it go, man. No, but if we finna do that, you probably... Oh, damn.
He said we took too long.
We took too long. But if you finna do that, I got one, and then we gonna call it Buddy Fight. Buddy Fight.
But the Yu-Gi-Ohs beat them out.
We know that. Yu-Gi-Oh literally just killed that card game, but I'm surprised you didn't remember that.
No, I remember that. I just didn't say it.
You didn't want to say it. I got you, but damn, man. Yeah, that Battle Beat 'em All was underrated. For everybody out there who somewhat, if we going to do that, and then we going to call it for it, we going to go way back. Mm-hmm. Duel Masters.
Oh. Wow.
You remember that tournament?
Yeah. That was the edge of Yu-Gi-Oh! For a while.
Now, that could have been Yu-Gi-Oh! Today, but I don't know what's going on with Duel Masters. I literally don't know what's going on.
Edge of Yu-Gi-Oh! Right there.
That Duel Masters could have been Yu-Gi-Oh! Today, but I don't know what the hell going on with Duel Masters. I think they died. Cause I don't see him. I don't know where he at. I don't even think they make cards anymore. I'm finna look it up though. But if we gonna go back, man, Duel Master tournament where dude almost died.
A lot of people died.
I think that was the point of Duel Masters.
Right.
Was if you lose, you gonna die. But But it's like LJ and Dad said, man, there's a lot of tournaments out there, man. There's a lot of good tournament arts out there. So, but
yeah,
we just want to share our thoughts and stuff like that with y'all out there. So, Dad, what you got to say to the good folks that's listening out there, man?
Appreciate y'all showing up. Tune into the 2-for-1 podcast on YouTube. 2-for-1 special, sorry. Podcast on YouTube. And thanks to the 5,000 people who are with who
yes, sir.
Who followed us on here.
Road to 6K is now live, man. Hopefully, if everything goes well, we should be close to 10K by the end of the year. So, cross our fingers. But like Dad said, everybody out there, man, we appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for sticking us through the journey. Hopefully, y'all enjoy it as much as we like making it. But, LJ, what you got to say to these good folks?
I don't think I got anything to say other than this.
Oh, show LJ the screenshot.
Bro, while you playing, I'm gonna legit rewatch that anime. While you playing, I'm rewatching that anime. While you playing,
or
the crazy thing is, since you brought it back, guarantee in 2024 they gonna bring that come back.
Or you can watch this one,
bro. You brought so many memories with him. You brought so many mirrors. I so forgot about him. But what you about to say, Dad?
Show LJ the
I saw it, Dad.
He saw it. Dad,
I can't help people with brain damage, so I mean, they already too far gone. I mean, the only thing left is to lobotomize them. So,
you don't want to mention the Boruto tournament? I guess
not. Y'all have a good day. That's it for the 2-for-1 petty hours.
Oh, man.
Y'all can have a...
wrap it up, call it a night. Yeah. But for everybody out there, once again, man, hopefully...
That was disrespectful.
Hey, that tournament was garbage. I ain't gonna lie. But for everybody out there, man, hopefully y'all enjoy the content. And hopefully y'all enjoy the ride with us. Like Dad said, we hit 5K. So I appreciate y'all for following us and liking the page. Road to 6K is now active. So make sure to follow our YouTube. Make sure to follow our TikTok. And like Dad said, probably way early on in the podcast, once we reach the certain amount and we get an audience, Dad got a lot of stuff he want to do with y'all and the listeners and viewers. So best believe we're going to get active and all that good stuff. But other than that, man, my name is Randall. With me, as always, the OG Dad and my boy LJ himself, man. And together, we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully, y'all enjoy this episode as much as we like making it. And we will catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.
Peace. Stop your phone.